Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Gimel, and we are starting Beis Amud Beis about the last line with the words Maaser Rabbah Bar Mamol. And in the Vilna Surah Daf, it's on Aleph Amud Beis, a little bit past the halfway mark. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Maaser Merim Sar Baser Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we're in the middle of discussing Shitas of Shimon Gamliel that if a Cheresh is able to convey his thoughts in writing, and there's others Omer Al Gabov, he can write a get for his wife. However, now we continue asking Maaser Rabbah Bar Mamol. Bahamas Nisa Pliga. We have a brassic clue that shows not like this. Gimel Amud Aleph on top. The brassic says Harisha Kosev Ksav. Yadai, let's say a person is writing the following down, and the proper girsa is She'oimer le'soifer, he's telling the soifer, K'soiv, write a get for my wife, Ula'edim, and he's writing to Edim Chasoim who sign it, Aval Pisha Kosavu Chasmu, even though they wrote it and signed it, V'nasula, and they gave it to him, V'chasavu Nasula, and he went and gave it to his wife, Ain't a get, it's not a valid get. So we see very clear from here that even though we have a Cheresh writing down instructions for people, we don't follow those. Clearly, a Cheresh writing something is not an expression of his das. However, Amar Rabbi Yosef says, Amar Soifa, V'lesi Pliga, let's say, or take a look at the end of this braisa, and you'll see that it's not an argument with Rav Shimon Gamliel. What does the end of the braisa say? Ain't a get, it's not a get, ad sheyishmu es kailai, until they hear his voice, she'amar le'sofer, that he tells the sofer, k'soiv, write it, le'edim, and to the edim he says, chosaimu, sign it. Now, le'sof davar ad sheyishmu es kailai, it doesn't ultimately mean that they have to literally hear his voice saying this, ela filu herchen b'roishai. It even means if he nods with his head, indicating what he wants. And this statement of herchen b'roishai is come from a mishnah explicitly written in Gittin, and therefore, at oimer les kan. Just like you say that the end of the braisa isn't literal, because when it says Yishmu es kailai, it doesn't mean they have to hear his voice, it can be that he just nods his head, so too the resha of the braisa is not literal, and it must be that it's referring to something else. So what's the resha of the braisa referring to? It must be that when this Cheresh was writing something down, he was instructing Edim through his writing to tell the cipher to write a get. Now that's not valid, because mili loy memsron l'shliach, words can't be given to a shliach. He can't instruct somebody else to tell another person something, but if he instructs the cipher directly, even though it's through writing, that is okay. However, Amar Rav Mana, Rav Mana argues, and he says iskan, it is so, meaning original understanding of the resha of the braisa is correct, and we're talking about a person who is regular, who became a cheresh, and he's not allowed to write something down. In other words, when he writes something down, we don't follow that. And that which Rabbi Yosef tried to prove from the seifa, that it said hashma as kol, and that's not to be taken literally, said Rabbi Yosef, because it doesn't have to be hashma as kol, it could also be that he's nodding or indicating with his head. That's not a question, because he shmias hakol, he archanos rosh. Saying something verbally and nodding and indicating with the head, that's the same thing. When a person's an elam, he's simply a mute and can't talk, so his nodding and indication of his head is the same thing as verbally saying it. But that has nothing to do with writing. Writing something down is not valid, and therefore when a cheresh writes something, we don't follow that. Now the Gemara says, just like you said, that when a person has to nod his head, he has to do that three times. So does that mean that when a person verbally expresses what he wants, he has to do so three times? So Amar Lehi told him, L'shmias HaKol Pamachas. When a person is able to verbally indicate what he wants, he can speak it out, so he only has to do that once. However, L'archanos HaRosh, Shalosh HaPa'amim, when he does so by nodding his head, then he has to do so three times. But now going back to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Amar Rav Yudan answers differently. Taman Ba'omer Kach L'Kach Asisi, Hacha Ba'omer Kach L'Kach Asu. Over there, when Rav Shimon Gamliel said that we allow a Cheresh to write a get for his wife, that's referring to where he himself is writing it. So that's a clear indication of what his das is. However, the ratio of this braisa, which says that he's not allowed to write the get, that's referring to where he's writing instructions for what the cipher should do, and that's not something which is a clear indication of his das. However, now the Gemara Gimel and Beis on top shows that this is not a valid answer, because Rabbi Yom Bar Levi asks the following question: Im yesh b'das l'sha'avar, yesh b'das l'haba. Im ein b'das l'sha'avar, ein b'das l'haba. If you're saying that he has das, so he should have das in all cases, and if you're saying he doesn't have das, so he shouldn't have das in all cases, and therefore it's not a valid answer to this question on Rav Shimon Gamliel. But now the Gemara provides another two answers. Amar Rav Udimi, he answers, Becheresh anan kaimen. This Brisa is talking about a Cheresh, ve'in shlichos l'Cheresh, and there's no shlichos for a Cheresh. When the Brisa says that the Cheresh can't write down instructions for the Sefer and the Edim, that's because he's a Cheresh. And therefore, even if according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, a Cheresh is able to express his das in regards to writing a get for his own wife, he's still not in the parsha of shlichos. He can't appoint a shliach to do something for him, and that's why the Brisa says that he can't write instructions for the Sefer to write a get for his wife. Now, Rav Yisrael Rabun gives a different answer. Bibari anan kaimen. The Brisa is actually talking about a bari, meaning we're referring to a person who was healthy and he suddenly became a cheresh. And in that situation, we treat him as a full-fledged cheresh that he does not have any das whatsoever. And v'loma ina get, so therefore why is it not considered a get? Because on the Yomer, I say, misasik hayu b'shtaroysov, he's just being misasik with shtarois. We say that when he writes instructions down on a piece of paper, he doesn't really know what he's doing and he might just be talking about other shtarois and not particularly a get to divorce his wife, and therefore we can't follow what he says. And v'tani can, we have a brisa like that. B'medvar murim, when was this said? B'zman shepirish mit mitach baryo. That's only when he left through a state of health. Aval mishtatik machmas cholyoy. But if he became quiet, meaning he wasn't able to express himself because he was sick, daya pamachas. It's sufficient just one time. Now this brayso is specifically referring to us asking an elaim, a person who can't speak, and we require him to nod his head. So when is it that we require him to nod his head three times to our question? That's only if he became an elaim, he became a mute from a state of health. So then we're really not so sure if he's 100% mentally there. That's why we have to ask him three times. But if he was sick and he became an elaim, all we have to do is ask him once and he can nod his head, and that's sufficient for us, and then we'll realize that it's only because he became sick. So it's the same thing over here in regards to cheresh. When a person was completely healthy and then he suddenly became a cheresh, we say that he completely lost all das. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel was talking about a person who became a cheresh and he was already sick at that point in time. So that type of cheresh does still have some das, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, and he is allowed to write a get for his wife, and that's not what the brass was referring to. Now continuing on to explain the Mishnah, Mantana Cheresh, the Tan of our Mishnah who taught that a cheresh cannot separate Chuma, to like Rav Yehuda. That's not like Rav Yehuda. The Tan we have a brass, Rav Yehuda says, Maiso Abanu Shah Riacham and Good Gedah, Shayu Kulan Cheroshin. There's a story with the sons of Riacham and Good Gedah. They were all Cheroshin, but you call Taharas of Yerushalayim, Nasal Gabayin. And all the Taharas that were done in Yerushalayim were done through them. So we clearly see that a cheresh is able to be in charge of Taharas, and by the same token, we would say that a cheresh is able to separate Chuma. However, Amrulay, they told him that's not a raya, that's because in order to ensure that something is tahar, that doesn't need machshava, and that could be done through a chershat and a katan. In order to separate truma and maestro properly, one does need to have a proper machshava, and that's not to be done through a cheresh, so our mishnah could be like Rav Yehuda. Ask Gemara, how could you say that? Doesn't something that's tahar become tame or become pasul through hesachadas when a person is not paying attention to it? A person always has to be focused on his things that are tahar to make sure that they don't become tamei. And if he has hesach hadas, he doesn't pay attention to it, he's not focusing on it, so will become tamei. In other words, we see that even by taharis, we need machshava. However, B'yasi answers b'shem Rabla, in kasubahen machshava, shmira kasubahen. It doesn't say the word machshava when dealing with taharis. It says the word shmira, that these things simply have to be guarded, and a cherishat and a katan are able to be shimer these things, so our distinction stands, there is a difference between taharis and truma. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.